yes, Joe Biden is sending troops to the border, but not to help propel the ongoing invasion. It's Thursday, May the 4th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Texas Democrats are okay with porn in school libraries, but they don't want the Ten Commandments in the classrooms. We'll talk about that in a moment, but first. Heading into a presidential election year that's certain to be bad for Democrats in Texas, U.S. Representative Colin Allred, a Democrat from the Dallas area, announced that he's going to be giving up his seat in Congress so that he can challenge Republican Ted Cruz for the Senate. In his campaign announcement, Allred played up his status as a former NFL football player and focused a lot less on his left-wing record in Congress. He's amassed a legislative record that runs in direct contradiction to what polling and election results show are important to Texas voters. Now, it's worth noting that it's been almost 30 years since Democrats in Texas have held a seat in the U.S. Senate. Earlier this week, the proceedings of the Texas House were disrupted by left-wing transsexual activists during consideration of legislation designed to protect children. One protester was arrested for assault on a peace officer, resisting arrest, and disrupting a public meeting. But Travis County District Attorney Jose Garza is refusing to prosecute the case. Not surprisingly, Garza's campaign for office was bankrolled by an organization funded by leftist financier George Soros. Texas public schools could soon be required to display a copy of the Ten Commandments in every classroom, but a Democrat lawmaker has criticized the proposal as adulterous, exclusionary, and arrogant. The legislation passed the Texas Senate last month and was considered this week at a hearing of the House Public Education Committee. The House sponsor is Republican Candy Noble of Lucas. She told her colleagues that the Ten Commandments are foundational to the American judicial system. The language proposed for the required classroom posting is identical to that found on the Ten Commandments monument on the grounds of the state capitol. None of that sat well with Democrat James Tallarico of Austin. He attacked the legislation and went so far as to seriously suggest that schools should be required to get parental consent before the Ten Commandments are posted in their children's classrooms. As an aside, Tallarico has opposed efforts to rid school libraries of porn, but he's troubled by the Ten Commandments. Those two positions probably explain each other. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Many folks today scoff at the idea that America was founded by Christians using biblical principles, but they are simply denying history. On the Liberty Cafe, what I try to do is bring a biblical perspective, as Christians have done since the founding of our nation, to determine how Texans and Americans should respond to oppression today. I hope you'll listen in wherever you get your podcast.
As the expiration date nears for Title 42, President Joe Biden has approved sending 1,500 U.S. troops to the southern border. But they're not being sent to repel the invasion. Instead, they're going to help process the illegal aliens into the country. Now, by way of background, Title 42 was issued at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic scare, and it was designed to allow federal officials to send illegal aliens from COVID-19 impacted countries back to their country of origin without processing them into the U.S. But Title 42 authority expires on May 12th. According to administration officials, the troops that Biden is sending to the border would come from a variety of active duty Army units and would mostly serve in administrative and transport roles, but they are specifically not being sent to stop illegal entry. So, basically, the U.S. military is being used to aid and abet the open border policies of this administration rather than block the cartel-driven invasion. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at texasscorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Soli Rice, Emily Wilkerson, Sydney Henry, and Daryl Frost. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.